Welcome to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues, a weekly program discussing issues of concern to the family and those who hold traditional family values in Pennsylvania and our nation. Archives of these programs can be heard at www.afafpa.org. And now, your host, Diane Gramley, State Director of American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
The safety and security of every American is at risk as we see the military becoming more woke, threatening morale and readiness. We see our enemies like China concentrating on building their military into a killing machine, which the so-called leaders in the Pentagon and this administration seem to be more concerned about equity and inclusion in the U.S. military. Now, the question is it too late to get the military back on track? Will the 118th Congress turn this around? My guest today is Elaine Donnelly, president of the Michigan-based Center for Military Readiness. Thanks, Elaine, for being with us.
Well, thanks for having me.
The Center for Military Readiness issued a challenge for 2023, Wokeness in Our Military, which in that you spotlight 10 major challenges for the 118th Congress. Just out of curiosity, when you issue these reports and such, or challenges, do you get more cooperation from Democrats or Republicans?
Well, I haven't talked to Democrats yet, but I think they're pretty doctrinaire in how they vote. They vote in lockstep. Certainly, we've seen that in the House and the Senate in votes last year. However, the good news is I do sense that things are starting to shift. With the House being under control of Republicans for the first in a long time, there is a willingness, in fact, an urgency that I've seen reflected in some of the discussions with staffers. They are very aware of the recruiting crisis that left the Army far short of their goal last year. The other services struggled to meet their goals. A number of people have expressed and written op-eds and commentaries about how the military seems to be alienating families. I wrote a couple of articles for the Federalist last year talking about how the military cannot afford to go the way of Disney. By that, I mean when Disney started to feature programming with LGBT content and characters, and when they picked a fight with parents against the governor of Florida, who was trying to keep inappropriate materials out of the schools, when that happened, people expressed their displeasure by withholding support from Disney.
Exactly.
Their stock crashed, the attendance has been down at their theme parks. They've had to raise prices sky high, higher than they were. My point is there are some parents who maybe don't mind drag queens in their sons and daughters' schools, but military parents, when they see drag queens being invited to perform on military bases, military school libraries and the like, they don't have the same option to avoid that. So if traditional families are getting the message that, look, we don't value you, you are less important to us than the diversity metrics, the minorities that are, as they say, underserved. We favor instead under DEI mandates, that is diversity, equity, inclusion. People are of a minority status, anything but white people, because, well, according to critical race theory, teachings, which are also endemic in our military schools, anyone who is not a minority is inherently suspicious and should be treated as such.
Mm-hmm.
All of these woke issues, they're very intense in the military because, well, the people involved are not free to dissent, and they all involve national security because national security depends on the all-volunteer force.
Exactly, yeah. And the military families, can military parents, they can homeschool their kids?
They can, but it's very impractical.
Well, right.
You're subject to deployability.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you have a spouse who can take on that burden, that joy, many would say, of homeschooling, it's a real challenge.
Yeah.
Some families have been able to do that, and many do.
Right.
But for a number of people in the military, especially those who are single parents, the only option is the Department of Defense Education Activity Schools.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this DODEA. This is the largest school system in the world. They serve about 66,000 students across all over the world.
Wow.
And they are subject to a person who is in charge of diversity and inclusion now, a woman named Calissa Wing. She is a radical activist. She favors Black Lives Matter, CRT, LGBT, you name it.
The whole alphabet soup.
all of it. She's mm-hmm. in favor of all that, and her boss is even more supportive of all that than she is.
Oh, my.
And she fits perfectly the attitude of this administration. Their number one goal, and this starts from the Secretary of Defense on down, Lloyd Austin, his primary consideration seems to be racial matters. First thing he did was have these anti-extremist stand-down sessions around the world, a full day. And they only looked at the kind of extremism that you find very rarely, but it could be there, in the military. They found about 100 cases of extremism, but they only looked at the right end of the spectrum. At least that's where their training mm-hmm. materials go. Mm-hmm. They talk about the right end of the political spectrum, but not the left.
Wow.
Activists, like just in the last couple of days, all the violence going on in Atlanta, Antifa apparently having the funds and the wherewithal to bring in activists from all over the country. That sort of extremism, is it reflected in the military? It probably is, but this administration really doesn't care because they're only interested in one brand of anti-extremism, mm-hmm. and there's no place for any of that. So all of these issues, they keep sending the message, the subtle message, sometimes not so subtle. If you are a traditional person, if you have traditional values, you are not welcome in the military.
And that's definitely hurt recruiting, that in itself.
Yes, of course it does, and it's hard to quantify. The Army has made some improvements that seem to be paying off a little bit, but this is only the beginning of the fiscal year. We don't know how they're going to end mm-hmm. up. I hope they succeed, but certainly the administration is not doing any better. And I'm very concerned because attrition, people who leave the military, this is going to be a more serious problem in the future, because if you keep loading on reasons not to stay, eventually, parents say, well, I guess I'm out of here.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's how we lose good people.
Right, exactly. And looking at the military kids, the ones who see their parents going through this, then mm-hmm. more than likely they will not want to enlist either. But
this is why critical race theory teachings in military schools,
mm-hmm.
The Department of Defense schools, this is doubly a problem, even worse than in the civilian world, because that subset of people, those students, they are the children of military parents. That is a subset that recruiters know is very likely to consider military service.
Yeah.
Not very, but more likely, let's say. If you teach those young people that America is an evil country
yeah.
based on racism and slavery, that people of a different race should be viewed with suspicion, you divide people into oppressors and the oppressed.
Mm-hmm.
When you do all of these divisive things and you turn children against their own parents, because if a child says, well, based on what I heard about the United States military today, why are you wearing the uniform and what are we doing here?
Mm,
well, that's
wow.
a pretty good reason for parents to say, maybe I shouldn't be here.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it's a shame, isn't it? We can't afford to continue alienating the military's primary base of support
exactly.
any more than Walt Disney can continue on their ways, because they're losing audience and they're losing support, but they're just a private company.
Yeah.
We're talking about the U.S. military.
And our national
can't afford to get it wrong.
Yeah, and our national security. I mean, that's the safety of every American. When it comes to foreign invasion, I mean, we're talking about the very safety, very national security of this country. Wasn't there an attempt by, I can't remember who it was, a Republican to introduce an amendment that would have given parents more rights and such in the government schools and in the military schools, but that was stripped out of the final version of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act?
Yes, there were attempts on both sides. On the Senate side, Senator Marsha Blackburn,
okay.
tried to put a parents' rights amendment into
mm-hmm.
the Senate version of the bill. She lost, her amendment lost on a 13-13 tie vote. But over on the House side, Representative Elise Stefanik did succeed in getting language there to protect the rights of parents, to oversee curriculum, to be involved, to ask questions and get answers from those military schools. Now, her amendment passed with bipartisan support,
mm-hmm.
And it looked pretty good that it would stay in the bill. But guess what? They watered it down,
yeah.
and they took out of it the teeth that gave parents some leverage. The way it is right now, it's pretty much useless. It won't be much help mm-hmm. to those parents. So I believe that there will be a renewed effort to bring that kind of issue up again on both sides. And what I'm hearing from staffers is they do want to do this. They looked at our list of our 10 items on
mm-hmm.
our challenge. And some stepped up and said, well, we can work on this and we can work on that. Every office seemed to be interested in doing something about wokeism in the military, and it is very real, and it's very disturbing when you see major leaders of the Pentagon and even the military services, the Commandant of the Marine Corps, for instance, trying to deny that these issues even exist. Well, that's just wrong, because there's loads of evidence indicating that CRT is being used at West Point and elsewhere in the military. You can't ignore it or pretend it doesn't matter. It's very demoralizing and also subversive to the best interests of the military. Of course, you need patriots, people who love America,
exactly,
to be in the armed forces. And you don't teach them to not only not love America, but some of them have grown to hate America. You may remember at West Point, there was a cadet a couple of years ago, became famous when he praised communism and said communism will win on graduation day. He put something like that inside his cover on graduation day.
Oh, I remember that.
So why is he? They called him the commie cadet, and he was very real. Where did he learn that? Well, there were instructors at West Point at the time, and their curriculum was very, very controversial.
So why was he in a U.S. military academy if he thought our country was terrible and our former government was terrible?
He was previously enlisted and in the infantry.
Oh, okay.
And so he entered the academy that way, if memory serves.
Okay.
A couple of years.
Okay.
And they had difficulty getting rid of him, really. They reassigned him somewhere else to Fort Drum, I think, and eventually he did leave the military, but with disdainful gestures, shall we say, on his way out the door. That should never have happened.
Yeah.
It was a symbol. He's only one cadet.
Right.
But what else was going on at West Point? We know that CRT is there. I've investigated. When you ask, well, are you also teaching works by, say, Shelby Steele or Thomas Sowell? Oh, no, they don't answer any questions about that.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, they can't have a conservative viewpoint on anything, for sure. Now, you know, Americans don't realize how deep the wokeism goes in our military, coming from on high, so to speak, coming from the White House and the Pentagon. When we see gay pride flags flowing over a military base in June, I think Americans are really waking up to how pro-LGBTQ the Pentagon has become. And not just that, but now you have, you know, military personnel marching in gay pride parades.
Right. And this issue, this problem, has been evident since the tail end of the Obama administration. Trump pretty much discontinued those practices, except for those conducted by Obama holdovers in the Pentagon. Trump did not do enough to get rid of those Obama holdovers. But as soon as Joe Biden came back in, first thing he did was to wipe out all of the executive orders and the policy regarding transgenders, that actually persons with gender dysphoria, that Donald Trump had put in place. Biden just swept all of that away, reinstated and doubled down on all of the policies that were present under Barack Obama. He's made them worse.
Yeah.
So the issue of wokeism in the military, it starts with the definition. Woke policies impose progressive ideology and takes them to extreme with enforced compliance, even if it hurts the institution. So it covers a wide range of issues, sex issues, sexuality, but also things like climate change and whether or not military vehicles should be plug-in vehicles, even if there's no place to plug them in. I mean, there's an awful lot of ludicrous policies that are going on, even if it hurts the institution.
And the nation.
Because part of progressive ideology.
Yeah.
Pardon?
And I'm sure that China is also concerned about climate change, and they're looking at electric tanks and electric trucks and military trucks and such as that. Yeah.
Right. They don't really worry about those kinds of things. When they choose to go to war, they build up their war machine. They're putting the needs of their military first.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it used to be that in our military, the needs of the military came first.
Yeah.
Yes, equal opportunity is important, but the needs of the military come first.
Absolutely.
But in 2011, all of that was turned upside down by a diversity commission. It was called the Military Leadership Diversity Commission, MLDC. And the head of that commission is now the head of a new diversity commission established by Joe Biden, and they're going to, this is just another big power base that will influence policy from here on in, as long as Congress allows them to do it. or actually a new president could get rid of them in a heartbeat, but it will be difficult the longer they stay in.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have asked members of Congress, and several have expressed a willingness in doing this, to eliminate all of these power bases that are named for diversity, inclusion, equity. All of these little fiefdoms, they're very powerful. They're in all branches of us. They have enforcers. They're called chief diversity officers. The chief diversity officers review promotion to make sure that only people who favor the woke agenda get promoted. That's a lot of power right there.
In my understanding, there's like an army of those officers, chief diversity officers. In the Pentagon.
So they're out everywhere. They're in the service academies, every branch of service at all levels, and they keep multiplying. It's sort of like a man-eating plant.
Oh, my goodness.
Man-eating plant in the Pentagon. Little shop of horrors.
Okay.
Yeah, the plant that just keeps growing and growing, and you can't get rid of it, and it eats everybody. That's the kind of thing that's been, we've warned about this many years ago. And
can't they see the problem? So as we see this Pentagon, this ever-growing plant growing in the, as these diversity officers continue to multiply, can't the Pentagon see the problem, or they just don't care? They just want to push their agenda.
Oh, no, this is all what the Pentagon wants.
Okay.
This is what Lloyd Austin wants. This is what Joe Biden wants.
They don't care about
what Barack Obama before him wants.
He planted
all of these activist groups. They are being invited in. They meet with Pentagon officials, probably on a regular basis. We know because it's been reported in the military press, and they do wield a lot of influence. So this is why you have the reintroduction of training programs that recently got the attention of the Wall Street Journal and the Daily Caller. Scenarios, a group of scenarios described on slide. And the scenario says, okay, you are a man, you're a woman, and a person enters your shower facility who has the biological equipment of a man, what do you do? Well, you're supposed to get used to it, is the bottom line. Just get used to it. Because that person, if he says he is a woman, he should be regarded and respected as a woman and treated as such. And the rights of everyone else really don't matter at all. That is transgenderism, part of the woke ideology taken to extreme. And yes, it is being enforced by these chief diversity officers. And we don't know the extent of the problem because the directives that put all this in place, they say that all these issues are considered personal and private and not to be commented on without permission from the higher-ups of Pentagon.
Oh,
well, that pretty much lowers the curtain over everything. Unless a whistleblower or something gets in the military press inadvertently, everything that's happening, it's pretty hard to find out exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect everybody. But those who are affected, it certainly is a serious problem. If you had a daughter or a son in the military and they were faced with this kind of ideology, with their privacy being violated, or let's say your son or daughter is a doctor or a nurse, they're not free to dissent from any of this and say, well, I think this kind of treatment, hormone surgeries, are harmful and not justified.
Right. And isn't it aren't taxpayer dollars paying for those military,
absolutely.
Yeah, those so-called sex reassignment surgeries for those in the military who declare they're the opposite sex. So our taxpayer dollars are being done there. Plus, you've mentioned several times about the recruiting crisis. But my understanding is, in what you'd post on your website, that the DOD, they have a pilot program which would reduce restrictions on recruitment, which, they previously disqualified those with ADHD and ODD. But now this pilot program would allow those individuals with those conditions to actually enlist?
Yes. This is a new issue, and it was reported first in the Wall Street Journal, but only partially. The Defense Department, it turns out it's a pilot program that has allowed already hundreds of recruits to join, even though they have a history of previously disqualifying behavioral conditions, such as attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, oppositional defiance disorders, which is exactly what it sounds like, and sleep disorders like narcolepsy. That means falling asleep suddenly into a deep sleep. That could be very dangerous.
Absolutely.
And according to Mayo Clinic, there is no cure. Now, this experiment started last summer. A report was due in November. I have attempted to obtain that report. Pentagon gave me part of the information that backed up the Wall Street Journal story, but they say there is no report and they won't provide more information on how they are proceeding with it. So now we'll file a FOIA, and who knows, we'll probably have to go to court. But it's very disturbing. I mean, these are serious behavioral disorders, and certainly the people who have these disorders should stay on the list of people who are not qualified.
Mm-hmm.
but they're trying to make exceptions. We've already seen it. We have people who are HIV positive being allowed to stay in the military because a certain class of people who are at high risk of that kind of infection,
mm-hmm.
well, they're considered a protected class.
Yeah.
So here we are. I mean, when you start making compromises like that, when you turn priorities upside down, that's where you go.
Yeah. We, as the American, as American taxpayers, are footing the bill for all this stuff as we see the military becoming more woke, and we see our national security and our safety as Americans being, you know, not being a top priority for the Pentagon, which it should be. Their job should be to train the sailors and the soldiers and the airmen, and that should be their only job, to train them.
Well, it's a pretty big one, and
it is,
you start
yeah.
layering on top of that obligation to meet these social goals and diversity metrics, which is another word for quotas.
Yeah.
When your superior officers are selected based on their support for this agenda, well, then that breaks down trust between people in uniform who want to know that they will not be wasted on the altar of social experiments.
Yeah.
When they look up and they see their commanders saying things in all sincerity that they know are not true, such as a woman is a man and a man is a woman, when you see that sort of thing, it is demoralizing, and it's the kind of thing you want to avoid. And it undermines loyalty for the institution.
It absolutely does. How can folks contact you and access a copy of your challenges to the 118th Congress?
The lead article on our webpage, 3ws.cmrlink.org, right there is the lead story. The challenge is there. Second time we've done this, and I was pleased with the response that I received when I went to D.C. to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
But people should let their own member of Congress know. Send a copy to their own member of Congress and say, what are you doing about all this?
Okay.
Because it is the only military we have, and we can't afford to allow these kinds of policies.
Absolutely. We cannot afford to do that. And I would hope people in the Pentagon will wake up, but they have an agenda, as you're saying, and they're going to push that agenda. So your website is www.cmrlink.org. And I do encourage our listeners to check that out and check out the challenges that were sent to Congress for 2023. Thanks so much, Elaine. I really appreciate your keeping track of this and trying to get the military and the military leaders back on course. I appreciate that greatly.
Well, it's always good to talk to you.
Okay, you take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
You have been listening to American Family Focus on Pennsylvania Issues. If you would like to get involved in the efforts to defend traditional values in Pennsylvania, please contact the AFAFPA by writing to Post Office Box 1048, Franklin, Pennsylvania, 16323, or by visiting their website at www.afafpa.org.